Okay, once again, we're in Kufla Mechas. Well, we're in Hay. Let's try to do Hay and Vav tonight. On page 40, all the way to Kufla, excuse me, Kufla Med Zion, I'm sorry. Kufla Med Zion, Hay. So we're talking about laning. We're talking about you have to have a minimum of three psukim per aliyah and things like that. Im Kara Parsus Para, as you know, one of the four special things that we have, haftaras, that we have, maftirs that we have before, maftirs, that we have before Pesach, also a little before Purim also, is Parshas Parah, according to some, it's a mitzvah from the Torah. Pasach ba'ger hagar b'sochan, and you stopped early, stopped by hager hagar b'sochan. V'gal ha-sevet Torah, and then you close the sevet Torah, Uposechu matlo mirosha parsha ad titma ad ha'arev and mubarakhlo fana acharal. So if you end it too early, if you know the parsha, it's possible that a person could do this. It goes till past that. So in other words, if you didn't read the whole thing about paraduma, so then you have to reopen the Torah and start all over again. Mishbur again says that you can't just start where you left off, because you're shalok karo mitchila keseder shetitnu chachamim, because again you didn't read it the way that Chazal set it up. You know, these four special maftirs are sanctioned by the chachamim. So still, as the Chofetz Chaim points out, even though this is the maftir, and you already read the weekly parsha, normally you say if it's extra stuff and you skip one word, it's not so bad. Here, we've seen this rule before. Here, dileg me'ikar chovas hayom. You skip part of the essential stuff of the day. And that day, that Shabbos, you have to read about the paradumah, you skip part of it, or in this case, you left out part of it. So therefore, you have to go back and start all over again, from the beginning to the end. Vav. Hakara betora rishon. So they called somebody up for an aliyah. Bekara sheni mashakara rishon. And they liked what they laned for the first guy so much, they laned the exact same thing for the second guy. The exact same thing. So, well, we'll see. Im hosef al mashakara rishon gimel psukim. So if they read the same thing, but they added for guy number two, let's call him Levi, they added three more psukim. In other words, they did the same thing that they did for Mr. Cohn, but for Levi, they did what the first guy did, plus three more psukim. Remember what we said before? Three psukim are the minimum for an aliyah. So if you did that, or afilu shnayim, or even, not three, even if you did two psukim, more than what the first guy did, even though most of the stuff that you read for number two was the same thing as number one. But Malcolm D. Yeshar, in a situation where you can't read three, so if you just read two, also Hashemi Ola Mina Minyan. So then number two counts. Now, I think we discussed this before. We're talking about two counting. Don't forget, on Shabbos, for example, and other days also, Monday and Thursday, you have to have three aliyahs. Shabbos, you need seven aliyahs. In certain circumstances, as we'll see in a second, you could call somebody up and he won't count, as we'll see in a second. The imlav, let's say you didn't call, the second guy read the same thing, even if he read one extra pasuk, but he didn't get at least two or three extra pasukim than what the first guy before him got. It was a carbon copy, if anybody remembers what those are, except for an email. Yeah, no, everybody. I bet the younger generation doesn't know what CC means. It's, oh yeah, it's something on email when you know, but I don't remember what CC is. If you read the Xerox, the same thing, the identical thing as the first guy read, ain't no olam minyan. So the second guy will not count to the number, to the minyan. Meaning that you still have to call, let's say on Shabbos, six more aliyahs. He doesn't count. You need seven aliyahs. So even though he got an aliyah, so to speak, he doesn't count towards the requisite seven.
So if you were selling aliyahs, you could sell an extra one and read the same thing.
Yeah, everybody. Well, we know we do this. Well, hold on a second. Chutz mipriachag, mishum d'lo afshar. There's an exception. There's always a but. The but is pre-hachag. Okay, everybody knows what pre-hachag. Pre means the fruit of the holiday. Right? Except, the exceptional case would be the pre-hachag, the fruit of the holiday, because you can't do it otherwise. Mishnah Berurah says, what is this talking about? Chol Moed Sukkos. Remember that a long time ago? Like a whole 2 months? So if you remember, the laning on Sukkos is you read one day, you read the other day, and then you read the next day, and then you go back and read the same thing, right? The 2 days together. But you read that already. You need 4 aliyahs on Chol Moed. Answer is, it counts. Why? Because what are you going to do? Read the Kriya for 2 days from now? Well, I have to do it today. Tomorrow, okay, it's tomorrow. Yesterday is one day, but what are you going to do? So it's impossible. You need 4 aliyahs. So therefore, since we're stuck, so then it counts. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. You can't call on Sukkot or any other day something that has nothing to do with the day. Yeah, Shabbos, you know, we read the, it's a cycle. But you know, if it's a special day, like it's a Yontif, or it's or a Chol Moed even, so you have to read whatever pertains to the day. You can't read something that's like 5 days hence from now, right? So since it's impossible, that's what we do. So that would be the exception. That's a halacha trivia case. You know, when you learn when. Now you know this also comes up on Chol Moed, right? Because you notice on Chol Moed, we have 4 aliyahs, and the problem is how do you squeeze out 4 aliyahs? So you know there's different opinions, either according to the Vilna Gaon or everyone else. You repeat one pasuk in Sheni. You repeat a pasuk, so that's okay, because what do? We get 2x more psukim. In other words, it's not the Rishon and Sheni are not exactly the same. It's just an overlap of one pasuk. So it works. But that would be another illustration of this halacha. Since we're stuck, we don't have enough psukim in the aliyah, so we double back on one. At least that's going to, or according to everybody. And it's okay because we add on to one aliyah. It's not exactly a carbon copy. So that would be another case. But the ultimate case, again, is Chol Moed Sukkos, where one guy gets an aliyah where we read for him what we've read already, completely, what we've completely read. So how can you do that? And you need 4 aliyah. Answer is, he counts because we have no other way to do it. Okay? Good.
I mean, there's only 6 sentences in the reading for Chol Moed Sukkos.
There's short, each day is a short, it just talks about the korbanos of that day, so we're not a psukim.